Welcome back, everybody, and welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We're talking about democracy reforms. Because I don't know about you, I think we deserve better. In fact, I know we deserve better. And there are things that all of us, regardless of which way we may lean, can do to create a more responsive government. Now, before the break, I teased out a particular data point and a timeline, 1976 to 2025. What happened in 1976 was the decision Buckley v. Vallejo. And Buckley v. Vallejo was the first time the Supreme Court of the United States articulated some version of money is speech. And it's only gotten worse and worse and worse and worse and worse since then, of course, culminating in 2009 Citizens United decision. Corporations aren't people and money isn't speech. We all know that. You don't need a law degree or a black robe to figure that one out. And if money is speech and corporations are people, then regular folks that earn paychecks, and that's my divide. If you ever earn a paycheck, if you have had to save for retirement or a house, if you have a boss, this is about you, right? Because those are the regular folks. And I even mean some of the, you know, the lawyers and the doctors that think they're the like top 1%. No. They're screwing you too, all up and down the income range. If you get a paycheck and you have a boss, I'm talking about you having a voice in government. All of us regular folks, if money is speech and corporations are people, we're whispering, and they have the best sound system ever created. It matters. And getting the money out of politics is something that we all agree on. So why aren't we seeing our institutions, our elected leaders, do just that? So here's the data overlay. Pick whatever metric is important to you. Literally, whatever it is, real wage growth, GDP, I don't care. real wage growth, rates of insurance, educational attainment, infant mortality, maternal mortality. Pick your metric of thing that's important to you and plot it from 1976 forward. And I will guarantee you it has gotten worse. One of my favorite ones is rates of union membership and consolidation of industries that provide essential consumer goods. If corruption's legal, you would think, oh yeah, there'll be fewer unions, right? Fewer people in unions. Oh yeah, and you'd see way more consolidation and price gouging and all sorts of illegal collusion and anti-competitive behaviors that lock out small businesses. Anybody want to say the words like Walmart and the attack on organized? I mean, anyways. Christy, you had something very interesting to say in the Hidden Show during our commercial break. Please share about what's going on in Michigan.
Sure. You know, I think we were talking and I was saying that, you know, I've gone back and forth to Wisconsin. I've got family in Wisconsin. Obviously, Michigan's close to Wisconsin. Up in the UP, it's like closer than the Lower Peninsula. It's a whole thing. I actually think voters in Wisconsin are overall probably a little bit more progressive than Michiganders, but you're structurally locked into a system that's not representing the people. So you got to deal with that. In Michigan, we did. And that's maybe a different show, but we got redistricting reform. We got an independent citizens redistricting commission. Our districts are much more competitive. We massively expanded access to the ballot and different ways to vote. It's safe and secure. We also put in more protections for voters and protections against the tactics that folks use to try and deny the election. All of that was good. All of that was great. We still have a money and politics problem. So we had a Democratic trifecta we elected in 2022. I was actually working for a different organization at the time and pushing a lot of different legislation in our state legislature. It ended in total unmitigated disaster. I encourage anyone to Google lame duck Michigan and just view the carnage. It was absolutely brutal. And a lot of that got pinned on one particular lawmaker that decided to caucus with the Republican leader, and it was all this drama. No. Before all that happened, they passed their corporate tax breaks. And those corporate tax breaks are going to raise everyone's utility bills. And they were for the Silicon Valley billionaires that are building the AI that's destroying our federal government. That's what our Democratic trifecta prioritized instead of actually helping people at the end of our last session. So a huge part of the reason why I'm working for voters, not politicians now, is because we have to take on yet another structural reform. Things are not as great in Michigan as I think a lot of the national media tries to portray. You know, Governor Whitmer has done some good things, and she has done some bad things, and we have to talk about it. And she's done those bad things, and everyone fell in line behind her because of money and politics. And we have to blow the whistle, and we have to take it on. It is the single most corrupting influence in politics right now.
And every regular person is saying, of course it is.
Yeah, right? This isn't hard to understand.
No, and the thing is, we can do something about this. Again, while the Supreme Court took basically trying to regulate dark money off the table, the transparency element, that's what they pointed us to. So we can mandate disclosure. There's all kinds of reforms that are possible. Keith from Broadhead on the text line says this, Maggie, the only way this is going to change is by legislation, and that is never going to happen. Congress has no motivation to do it. They're making millions. It's the classic fox guarding the hen house. Respectfully, if that's true, Keith, then we all better just like pack it up and go on home. No. We can do something about this. Christy McGivelray of Voters Not Politicians, Nick Ramos of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, Professor Wagner from the Center for Communication and Civic Renewal at UW-Madison, having the conversations, being unafraid to call it out, and oh yeah, as Christy just did, holding your own side accountable fearlessly and relentlessly until we get the government that we deserve. When we come back, we continue to talk reforms on this special edition of the Maggie Dawn Show. Stay with us, folks. All kinds of great ideas coming up next.